Cloudcast Media.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Podcast with the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley. Proudly presented by Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans.
Good day out there, veterans and families, and welcome to Season 2 of Your Next Mission Podcast, a program initiative of the American Freedom Foundation. I'm Jack Dilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and your host for today's show. And we have a great show for you today. In fact, we have an outstanding show. But before we start, I want to thank our presenting sponsors, Cavalry Agency, Navy, Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans for making Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families, and as I always say, we love them too. Today, we're going to focus on the honor flight from San Diego, and I'm excited to introduce Holly Schaffner, hope I got that correct.
You did.
Director of Public Affairs for the honor flight in San Diego.
Yes, yes. Thank you for having us.
Well, no sweat. Holly, thank you for being here. There's no question. I'm sure the audience is really excited about hearing all the stuff that you're going to tell us about the honor flight, but there's always a but. But before we do that, can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I served in the United States Coast Guard. I joined in 1987 and did 24 years with the Coast Guard. 10 years were enlisted and 14 as an officer. And I retired in 2011 and loved every minute of it.
Yeah, we ever wish you had stayed a little longer?
Sometimes, but I knew what my next assignment was going to be. Yeah. And I was ready to start a new chapter and get on with something new. So
yeah, I'm with you. I stayed 36 and I was ready to start a new chapter. Holly, can you tell us about the honor flight in San Diego and about the history and why it started?
Yeah, so Honor Flight San Diego, we started in 2010. And the way that it started, our founder, Dave Smith, his dad was a Marine Corps World War II veteran. Mm-hmm. And he heard about this thing called Honor Flight, called him up and said he wanted to take his dad on the Honor Flight. And at the time, it was called the Lone Eagle Flight because there wasn't a hub here in San Diego. Mm-hmm. So they flew his dad back to Washington, D.C. to do this Honor Flight. And his dad had the time of his life, just like most of our World War II and Korea veterans have on this flight. And when he got back to San Diego, he called the Honor Flight Network and he said, "My dad had an experience of a lifetime. He says, I want to volunteer with the San Diego hub." And they said, "Well, there is no San Diego hub." And he said, "Well, there's going to be."
That's the way to start. I mean, you know, that's the way things happen. You know, that's really, what's the criteria for taking a veteran on honor flight?
Just to have raised your right hand and took an oath to protect the United States of America and the Constitution of the United States of America. So just raise your right hand.
Do you take different eras of, you know, World War II, Vietnam? I mean, is there a lot of different eras that you take?
Or? Well, as you probably know, here in San Diego, we're so blessed to have so many wonderful veterans in San Diego County. So latest stats say about 240,000 World War II, Korea veterans from all the different eras. And because we're so blessed to have so many veterans, we're still on World War II and Korea veterans, where some of the other hubs, there's 130 hubs throughout the country, they've moved on to Vietnam veterans. But here in San Diego, we've taken World War II and Korea veterans and any veterans that are terminally ill from any era. So
you make the decision which era you take, I guess.
We do. Yeah, our policy is the most senior veterans first, and they should go. I mean, as you likely know, the World War II veterans are, 95 and greater to over 100 years old.
I'm getting closer to that age.
Two flights ago, we had 6 veterans that were over 100 years old on our flight.
So oh my goodness, yeah.
When you're up there in age, it's time to go on your honor flight. And so that's why we're taking them first on their honor flight. And it's a 3-day trip to Washington, D.C. to visit the memorials that were built for their service and sacrifice.
Yeah, that's real taxi for them. I mean, just going on the flight, 3 days is a lot for somebody 100 years old, I'm
Shoot,
sure.
Shoot, it's a lot for me. And
well, it was a lot for me. But I'll take a nap.
Now imagine doing it, you know, twice my age. So yes, it's a lot.
Yeah. How often do these flights, how often do these flights, go? I mean, how many a year do they go across the country, I guess?
Yeah, well, here out of San Diego, the only thing that we're constrained by is our funding. So it costs about $250,000 to take one flight. So it's grassroots effort. We don't receive any money from the government. So we literally get $5 bills in the mail from children at schools all the way to, you know, any donors that can donate, you know, large sums of money as well. So to fundraise $250,000 per flight, we try to do two flights a year, but again, we're constrained by the funding of the flight. But we would take as many flights as we could just to move on to the Vietnam era, and then, you know, even more younger eras than that as well, too.
So it's really based on how much money you have, how many flights you take. If you get, you know, a couple of $1 million, you'd take four flights a year.
Oh, boy, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So I guess you have a board of directors or that sit on there. Okay.
We do. We have a board of directors. We have a chairman. You know, I'm currently the vice chairman as well, in addition to doing public affairs, and treasurer, secretary. And so, yeah, we have good leadership in place and that make the decisions on what we're going to do on the flights.
Yeah. Now, I understand you brought a video trailer from a recent documentary and that you do with the Honor Flight from San Diego. Can we take a look at it now?
Absolutely. Love to show it.
All right. I think it's going to pop up here on the screen here.
I served in the Navy from 1942 until 1969, all during the Second World War, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War.
I see reflected in my memory of what was going on there, a reality that is very alive and very vivid and very real.
I know that you guys wanted to spend some time with your friend. So we wanted to present that to you.
Well,
both.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Honor Flight San Diego is a nonprofit organization driven solely by volunteers, and our mission is to get our senior veterans to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials that were built for their service and sacrifice.
Saturday is a event packed day, and we will go to the World War II Memorial, the Women's Memorial, then we go to the Korean Memorial, the Vietnam Memorial, the Air Force Memorial, the Marine Corps Memorial.
It makes me cry. I'm so happy. It's just unbelievable the work that this group does and what they've done.
Honor Flight San Diego is very fortunate to be part of many hubs nationwide. We have a special opportunity here in San Diego because we have so many active duty military, and it's always wonderful when we return home to have such an incredible turnout at our homecomings with active duty in their uniforms and thousands of people greeting our veterans when we return home.
What's made some of these trips so very special is that we've had media and other partners that have come with us on the trip, and they've really got to tell these unique and very colorful stories of our military men and women in service. They're living history. I mean, I think that's one of the best things about going on the Honor Flight trip is that you're sitting with living history and you're spending 72 hours with them.
These trips are 100% free to the veteran. We have two needs, and one of them is to help us find our World War II and Korea War veterans. We need you to help us find them and get an application into us. The second need that we have is the ongoing donation support. We're 100% funded by donations. We receive no government funds. We have no paid staff.
I got involved in Honor Flight through my grandfather. He served in World War II under Patton as a machine gunner. He asked me to be his guardian. I had no idea what a guardian was. I had no idea what Honor Flight was. But after that experience, I came back and had to be more involved. And having not served in the military personally, this is my way of serving now.
Wow.
Yeah, we go to Arlington National Cemetery and we see the Changing the Guard ceremony. And as you know, it's a quiet, silent ceremony, and it's simply amazing as well. And one of the surprises that you saw there was the mail call. And you remember from all your deployed days and just how special it was to get letters from home. And that's what we do for them. We keep it a secret. We always get it somewhere between 4,000 and 7,000 letters from around the country. Yeah. And then give it to them on the Honor Flight on their way out to D.C. But the most special letters are the ones that come from their family. And, you know, the veterans are reading things that maybe their family has never said to them before.
You know, it's funny you say about the mail call. I remember being in Vietnam, and if you got a letter, it just picked you up. You know what I mean? And if you didn't get a letter, then you sort of down. Who produced the show? Who was the producer of the show? Do you know? Or
It was a gentleman. It was a documentarian. His name is Palmer Durr, and we invited him to go on the honor flight. He wanted to do this, and so he produced a 20-minute documentary on what the honor flight was all about. He took hundreds of hours of footage to compress it into those 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's really amazing all the footage they got to take to get it, you know, to get it just right. And there's no question about that. We're talking with Holly Schaffner, Director of the Public Affairs of Honor Flight San Diego. And you're listening to Your Next Mission podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major Army. And don't forget, if you're enjoying this discussion, please like us and click on that subscribe button below, because just like Holly's talking about right now, we're all in this fight together as a team. Holly, to continue on our discussion, how many veterans usually go on these flights, on these honor flights?
Yeah, we take between 80 and 90 veterans per flight. And like I said, we're still taking World War II and Korea veterans. However, this fall, we are launching our first Vietnam flight, and we're so excited about it. It's a special group. They're called the Navy HAL 3 Sea Wolves. They served in country in Vietnam. If you look them up on the internet, you'll see that there was no other unit that had more nighttime missions, daytime missions, combat missions. They did the riverine ops for the Navy in Vietnam. They just incredible. And sadly, they lost 44 of their brothers in Vietnam as well. And they're the most decorated unit of the Vietnam War, the most decorated naval unit, and the most decorated Naval Aviation Unit as well. So for those reasons and so many more, the final reason is that, if you can believe it, they came home from Vietnam and they weren't even recognized as a unit until 38 years after the Vietnam War.
Oh, what a shame. Yeah.
So for all of those reasons that I just talked about, they are going first out of San Diego, and we're truly going to honor those Vietnam vets that you maybe didn't get the homecoming that they needed to have.
Two things I'll tell you. One is they never did a very good job recognizing Vietnam veterans that came back, because I came back, and I mean, it was just terrible, and and it was really a shame. The second thing is, I had a good friend, Rod Berry, up in Washington State, was a river rat in Vietnam, and unfortunately got Agent Orange or something. Yeah. He's got dementia, and he doesn't even know anybody anymore. I went to high school with him, and it's really a shame. I tried to help him with these medical issues and stuff, but he's got 100% disability. And it's really what a shame is that people like the people you just talked about that came back that had these medical issues that we didn't do anything with. Of course, we're doing a lot better now. Do the veterans have people that accompany them on the flight? And what if an older veteran needs assistance? I know you talked about medical assistance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so every veteran is paired with a guardian. And that's someone that's their battle buddy for 3 days.
Is it a family member or no?
It can be a family member. It could be, when I went on the honor flight for the first time, mm-hmm. I didn't know my veteran. He was a World War II veteran.
Yeah.
And I didn't know him until we arrived at the airport together, and I was his battle buddy for the weekend. And we're just attached to the hip, and you do everything together. And for that weekend, you know, you help them on and off the buses. If they're of the age where they need to be pushed in a wheelchair, you push the wheelchair for them. And so the majority of the veterans that we've been taking, because they are up there in age, they've been taking family guardians, because if they have any issues that, you know, that a family member need to take care of, help with hygiene, help with showering, administer any medicines, then a non-family member would not do that. Mm. So they're taking family guardians. But if they're in pretty great shape, or if they don't have a family member that can go with them, then we provide an Honor Flight San Diego guardian.
You know, I'd imagine for a lot of them, this is just so enjoyable. I mean, it's something they never would have gotten to do, and just a big experience for them. I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is there's a lot of people financially couldn't take this kind of trip mm-hmm. and get this kind of experience. So it's
absolutely. Really, yeah. The veterans, they go at no charge to them. I mean, we figure it's the least we can do to say thank you for your service. And so the fundraising that we do makes their trip at no charge to the veterans. And
do you pay for everything? Meals and everything? You give them a little stipend when they're up there, or
no.
Or just got by the meals?
Yeah, no stipend. But we charter, because they're, you know, again, up there in age, we charter an aircraft that takes them. So the aircraft is all ours. So we take them straight into D.C. So we don't have to take them on and off the plane. So we do the aircraft, we do buses, we do the hotel rooms, all
the
meals.
To keep them all together.
To keep everybody together. And so we do it, we put them all together, and the veterans don't pay for anything, even an ice cream sandwich or a bottle of water. We take care of everything for the veterans for that weekend.
God bless you for what you're doing. That's, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. A lot of people, I guess a lot of people in life just talk about helping people out. And at least what you guys are doing is helping some people that certainly deserve to get help in life, though.
Well, they do. And, you know, what we've seen through the Honor Flight is, you know, sometimes when we say that it's a trip where they get to visit the memorials built for their service and sacrifice, it is really so much more than that. It really provides these veterans closure. You know, we have veterans who served in the Korea War that were at the Frozen Chosen, you know, Chosen Reservoir. And, I mean, a lot of these veterans, no matter where they served, some of them have not had that closure. So to go on the trip and suddenly be BFFs with, you know, 84 other veterans, and the stories start coming out, it really provides them closure. And, you know, sometimes their family members, if they're the guardians, they hear stories that mom and dad have never shared with them ever. And so to have that, it's incredible. And you see at the end of the 3 days, they have a new spring in their steps, and then they stay connected with us, and we invite them to events. They go and speak at schools to children and talk about the, you know, conflicts that they were in as well. And so we like to say that it's a life extender to take them on the Honor Flight.
You know, this a lot of veterans don't tell their stories to their family members because they probably can't relate. You know what I mean? And other people that've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, they can relate to your stories and they understand your stories. I mean, I've talked to people about Vietnam and different places. I've been all over the country. And if they hadn't served in the military, it's hard for them to understand. And a lot of times they want to change the subject about other things.
It is. And I also feel that, you know, after World War II, these men came home from war, serving overseas, and they went back to doing whatever it was that they were doing before war. They came back to, you know, work in construction or milkmen or postmen, and they just didn't talk about what they did in World War II. So now when they go on this trip and they have their daughter, their son, their granddaughter that's sitting next to them, and then they start opening up about the stories, you know, from anything from like, how did you have meals or what did you sleep on? Did you sleep under the stars? Mm-hmm. I mean, just to tell stories like that to their grandchildren that they may have never heard is amazing.
Well, you know, a lot of them come back with scars, scars you can't see. Mm-hmm. You know, I probably didn't tell you, but I've suffered from post-traumatic stress for probably 4 years. There are certain things that I talk about that I'll tear up, but I know to move on very quickly and get into something else. But yeah, it's tough. In fact, I talked to today we had a couple of doctors on the show, and I talked to them about that, and they said it was a therapy for me to stay in the military, you know, because I worked through a lot of this. I'm sure you have a lot of some great stories that you want to share with us that impacted our veterans. Can you share any of those stories?
Well, I think probably one of the greatest things about the Honor Flight, we have several surprises for them, which you saw on the video a little bit ago with the mail call. But one of the other great surprises is the homecoming.
Yeah.
So we pack the airport here in San Diego. I mean, it's always 800 to 1,000 people. And, you know, the band is playing, the music's playing, they're playing all the service songs. God bless America. Yeah. They're really getting it going. And if you look out, when you get to the top of the escalator and you look out, it's a sea of red, white, and blue. And everybody's waving American flags. And it is one of the best things I've ever been part of, and it never gets old because these veterans don't know that it's coming. So they get to the top of the escalator with their guardian and they look out over the sea of red, white, and blue, and they say, "What's this for?" And the daughter will say, "Dad, this is for you."
Do you get a lot of young adults involved with that?
I mean, because
one of the things I think is really a shame that you start looking back at our history and stuff, and sometimes our young adults or younger adults don't really understand, and that's a shame, but that's true, and they're not as involved as, but you say you did get a lot of, you go to high schools and colleges, and they participate with you,
we
too.
We do. We have, we always have an ROTC unit that comes out, and it's the color guard, and here in San Diego, we're blessed to have so many active duty men and women that they man the rails to the escalator. And so they're on the steps, and they issue those first salutes to those veterans coming home. And it's just an experience that you just can't describe. And so we're truly given these men and women the homecoming that they didn't get after World War II in Korea.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we've taken a handful of terminally ill Vietnam veterans. And of course, you know, sadly, one of the Vietnam veterans who was exposed to Agent Orange passed away, who was on our flight in October, and he's just recently passed away. So, I mean, the urgency in the to get these veterans on their flight, you know, it just couldn't be more urgent than to get them on the flight now while they can still appreciate it and enjoy the flight. And then, of course, give them that homecoming when they get back to San Diego. And we can't wait to do that for this big Seawolf flight this fall.
Yeah, I got to tell you one quick story here that I remember. I was in up in D.C. when the honor flight arrived, and they announced it over the loudspeaker in the airport. And everybody in the airport got off to the side. Mm-hmm. And they all started applauding and stuff like, great. It just sort of motivates you and makes you feel good about them, but also feel good about our country.
Absolutely.
You know, about the kind of things that that people are doing. So,
absolutely.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Your Next Mission Podcast.
You're watching Your Next Mission, proudly presented by the Cavalry Agency. They help brands dominate no matter their size. Ideas, strategy, action. This is Cavalry. Learn more at cavalry.com. Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global, providing affordable online education for hardworking adults. Learn more about a personalized, innovative, and world-class education at PurdueGlobal.edu. Veterans United Home Loans, the number one VA lender for 5 straight years. If you're buying, they're funding your dreams. Learn more at VeteransUnited.com. Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. I'm the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley. We're blessed to be here today with Holly Schaffner, Director of Public Affairs for the Honor Flight of San Diego. And I want all of our listeners to reach out to me directly. Tell us about your transition out of the military. Tell us what topics you want us to cover on the show. I tell people all the time, it's not my show, it's our show. Tell us what you want us to talk about, because we're all veterans, we all stayed together, whether or not you're 104 years old or you're 20 years old. We all fight and live together. You can call or text me at 844-424-1134, and I'll actually reach back out to you. Or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Okay, let's pick it up where we left off, Holly. You got such a great sense of humor, and we're having a good time here. Holly, we're heading into our final segment with you today, and I hope you enjoyed it just as much as I have. And I just have a couple more questions. I understand you are starting a new flight this fall that will be significant and for a special purpose. Can you tell us about that tell us about the special group of warriors? I think you mentioned it already.
Yeah, so they're called the Navy HAL 3 Seawolves. And like I said previously, if you haven't ever heard about them, you should definitely go online. There was a documentary that was done about them as well by a local producer here, local filmmaker, and it's called Scramble the Seawolves. So their story is that they provided the riverine ops in the rivers of Vietnam. And when they got the call to scramble seawolves, they were airborne in just a few minutes because they knew that the beep beep has hit the fan.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
normally you can say it, but not today.
So it's called Scramble the Seawolves. And you should watch that documentary just to give it a big appreciation as to who these men were. It was an all-male unit, and thousands of men served as seawolves in different detachments in Vietnam, and just amazing. Like I said earlier, they were the most decorated unit in the Vietnam War, the most decorated unit in all of naval aviation history.
Wow.
I mean, the amount of awards, and none of us in the military ever do anything for the awards or the accolades. You do your job. Mm-hmm. But these men, they went above and beyond. And so 219 Distinguished Flying Crosses, and that's just to get started. And then, of course, sadly, 44 had lost their lives that were killed in action, and more than 300 were wounded. So, for those reasons and so many more, these Seawolves deserve to go first. You know, they weren't even recognized until 38 years after the Vietnam War, and we want to recognize them. Yeah. We want to make them go first and truly give them the honors and the you know, and just thank them for what they did for us to keep us a free country.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame that sometimes it takes us a while to honor people that should have been honored when they come back. No question mm-hmm. about that. You told me prior to our visit today that funding for their honor flight comes from you know, the private sector, individual companies, and some interest is participating in an honor flight for just donating. Do you have a website that people need to go to donate?
We do. It's www.honorflightsandiego.org, and you can, you know, go there. You can donate online. We have a PayPal account. You can send us a check. We get $5 bills from children. We get, you know, people hold fundraisers for us. I mean, whatever means that you would like to help get these veterans on their honor flight, every single dollar that we raise goes directly to these veterans, because a little fun fact about honor flight is that we're all volunteer.
I was just going to say that you're all, nobody gets paid anything.
No one gets paid.
In fact, you probably lose money, I'm sure.
From the chairman on down, everybody's a volunteer. And so every single dollar that comes into Honor Flight San Diego goes straight to putting those veterans on their honor flight.
Yeah. I guess they pay for your meals when you're up in D.C., I'm sure, don't they? Or do you have to pay for your own?
No, we pay out of the honor flight funding for that. And the guardians that do go on the flight, their trip is not free. You know, of course, the veterans have served their country, and they deserve to go at no charge to them. It's the least we can do. But the guardians, they pay $800 to go and be a battle buddy for a veteran.
Wow.
And we have a list. Trust me, we have a list 200 to 300 people long that just want to sign up to be a battle buddy for a veteran.
You ever get any senior people? I mean, I'm talking about, you know, not senior. Well, senior in the military and also senior in the San Diego area.
We do. And since I'm Coast Guard, I'll just share that with you is at this last honor flight, we had Admiral Ray. He was the vice commandant of the Coast Guard. He came to our dinner that night.
Oh, wow.
But it wasn't through my connection.
Yeah.
It came through. He was the best friend of one of our Korea veterans. And we get a call one day that says, hey, there's this guy named Ray. What's his name? And I was like, I don't know. And they said he served in the Coast Guard. And we just want to know if we can invite him to dinner. And I said, oh, yeah, absolutely. So they get to talking about him. And they said, yeah, his name's Charlie Ray. And
yeah.
I said, oh, you mean Admiral Ray, like
yeah.
Vice Commandant of the Coast Guard?
Yeah, yeah.
So he came and had dinner with us. And of course, one of my best friends is Master Chief Petty Officer, the 8th Master Chief Petty Officer of the Coast Guard, Vince Patton.
I'm just going to bring that up. I was going to bring
And he's been a guardian for us twice. And so he's been a guardian for either a World War II or a Korea veteran on two separate flights. So we've had him. We have other Master Chiefs who have also donated their time to come and do this. They fly in from Florida, they come from the DC area, and they just want to be battle buddies
yeah.
with these veterans and hear their stories.
It's about giving back.
Before you
get any final thoughts here, what I like to do as part of a donation to the honor flight is give you $2,500.
Seriously? Oh my gosh. You're going to make me tear up.
Well, me too.
Wow. Thank you so much. That right there is the cost of a veteran. So you are sending a World War II Korea terminally ill veteran or a Vietnam veteran on their honor flight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, I only wish it could be more.
Wow. But, that's amazing. Thank you so much. I had no idea.
Well, Vince would probably beat me up if I didn't do something.
That is amazing. Thank you so much. We can't thank you enough.
Yeah, all we'd have to do is just get your address and stuff, and we'll get it, you know, when we leave here. Any final thoughts, anything you want to share with the audience?
Wow. Well, I mean, how do you follow that up? I mean, that was huge right there.
See, you got me crying, too. You know, because I know how important it is. I mean, it's making a difference in life. And again, there's so many people that sit there and say, yeah. But you're doing something. And you're making a difference. So we want to share in that difference.
Well, I'm going to tell you that even after 24 years of serving in the military, and, you know, I've been retired now for 11 years, this is the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to see the changes that these veterans have after this 3-day weekend and just to extend their life. I mean, why wouldn't we do that for these veterans? And so you guys are helping with that. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, give us that website again or that phone number. Yeah,
yeah, it's going to be www.honorflightsandiego.org. You know, 501c3 nonprofit organization. And gosh, we appreciate any donations that the community can send in and help our veterans get on their honor flight.
Yeah, for you people who listen today, don't sit back and do nothing. Donate $1, $10, $20, or whatever you can donate, and help our veterans out, because they did so much. I tell people all the time, when you raise your hand, for all these veterans that they raise their hand, they said, I'll protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. You know what that means? That means that I'm willing to die for your freedom. So don't forget, let's help them out any way that we can. Thanks to Holly Schaffner. I'm Jack O'Tilly, 12th Sergeant Major. You know, you've been listening to Your Next Mission podcast. And thank you again for listening today. Please visit our website at yournextmission.org and leave me a review. I always say, leave me a good review, but if it's a bad one, I'm old enough, I can take it.
Hey, do we want to talk about the Coast Guard just for a quick second?
Sure.
Well, you know, that's the, I know that this is, you know, August is the Coast Guard's birthday. So I just want to say happy 232nd birthday to the United States Coast Guard. It's August 4th of this year.
Oh, I almost missed that. Thanks a lot, Holly, for letting me know.
And it's Semper Paratus.
Okay. Oh, I'm glad Holly got that in before we finish here. You can also visit our partners there who can provide you with you know, so many services that will assist you in your transition out of the military. Also, please visit our corporate partners and see all the jobs that are available for you. Please know we want to assist you in any way you can. Let me say that one more time while my eye is watering here a little bit. Please know we want to assist you in any way we can. Please follow me on all my social media channels. I never thought I'd ever say this. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And if you're enjoying our discussion with Holly, and I know you are. If you're not, there's something wrong with you. Please like us and click on that subscribe button below. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. So thanks again to Holly Schaffner for being with us today. And it was great just having you on the podcast. I want to leave you with three things to remember. We're dedicating season two of Your Next Mission to all those veterans and family members who struggle with mental illness, which so often has led to someone taking their own life. Please reach out to someone you haven't spoken to in a long time and check on them. I really call it a buddy check, but see how they're doing. See if they're okay. I tell people all the time, I had a couple friends here about 9 months ago that committed suicide. And to this day, I think, you know, if I just checked on them, would have made a difference. You never know. So check on them, see how they're doing. Secondly, I'd like to see every veteran in America celebrate his or her service by wearing their service cap, just like I had on, but wear it every Friday. Show your colors. Show people what kind of leader you are and what kind of person you are. Send me a photo. I'll actually put it on my social media channels. And last, I want to encourage everyone that's listening today, reach out to your neighbor. Offer a smile or a helping hand. Together, let's try to bridge that divide that has affected so many of us here lately. Again, thanks for listening. And thanks to Cloudcast Media, of course, our four presenting sponsors, Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans for, you know, making Your Next Mission happen. We appreciate all they do for our military. As always, see you on the high ground. Hoo-ah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.
Cloudcast Media.